All right, Christopher Cross, the song Sailing. Let's get out there on the open seas, and it is time for our SailSportTalk.com segment, which we do on Tuesdays at 9:40 Pacific time. Once again, the website is SailSportTalk.com. And joining us, as she does, to co-host this segment with me is Karen Lyle. Karen, first of all, I have to ask, are you in Barcelona as we speak?
Not yet.
Let's.
So I'm watching from afar, which I might mention that the America's Cup can be seen in a lot of different ways all around the world. They've really gone all to be able to portray what's happening with the race. And just as I was waiting for you to come on, Rick, there was a lightning bolt that struck right in the middle of the race, because there's a race happening that was happening just right now. And so it got canceled. And so I just took a few moments just as I was waiting to come online and talk to you to post a photograph of that lightning bolt from the perspective of one of the boats, and also a link to a video so you can see the race happening and the lightning striking.
Well, let's talk about this do-or-die round robin of the Louis Vuitton Cup. It's between Alingji Red Bull Racing and Orion Express. For the Swiss, it is quite simply a must-win race. Can you take us through it, please?
Well, basically, we had preliminary races that we talked about last week. This last, there were 4 days of races that happened, excuse me, I have... I have the race playing in the background. I just needed to discontinue that. Mm-hmm. So we have 4 days of round robins that happened just recently, and right now the tie is happening.
Try the volume button or power.
You'll have to.
Green light, yes they do. And they're in.
You mean down?
You don't hit the brake when you want the gas, do you?
Well, the problem is, as I've been sitting here waiting to talk to you, I've been watching the races. So.
Well, maybe it's probably more compelling than my show, so I don't blame you.
No, I don't think so. Because we have that isn't that the whole reason that we have Sports Talk, is because people are engaged in the races and talking about the people who are doing it, and we want to talk, and your fans want to talk, and my fans want to talk about what's happening. So that's why we talk, right?
Well, take me through the French camp, because it's I was reading that they were a late entry to the competition. What happened with France?
So actually, if we look at these teams, they're, even though they do have nationalities, it's not the same as the CLGP in that it's a nation racing against nation. These teams are organized around the yacht clubs that sponsor them, and so and they have a sponsor with a yacht club, and then the team gets set up like a corporation. And so there's somebody in charge of setting it up, and there's about, I don't know, $100 million to sponsor a team, and the design and all those things that happen. So the people that we know, we talk about the teams as the Orient Express, which has the person that we know from CLGP is Quentin de la Pierre, who was racing with the Spanish team in the CLGP races. And then the Luna Rosa, which is Jimmy Spittle. We know him from having won America's Cup for us in 2013, and I've also interviewed him in person in the LA CLGP. And then the American Magic, we have Terry Hutchinson, whom we have talked to, and Tom Slingsby is on that, and he was on the Australian team. So you see that these racers are not necessarily representing their country.
Would you say it's kind of like the Spanish fleet with a Genoa skipper in Christopher Columbus?
There you are.
Okay.
You know, it would be similar in the sense that you have just everybody who is organizing a team tries to bring together the best racers, and that's why the racers who are competing in all these races, and this is not just CLGP, but all the races that happen across Europe and different parts of the world and in the Olympics, are basically aiming to be invited to be on an America's Cup team, because that's kind of the goal.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, by the way. We're speaking with Karen Lyle, SalesportTalk.com, about the Louis Vuitton round robin to get to that 37th America's Cup. I understand a lightning delay, but even before that, they were talking about the variances in like 10 knots from these northeast winds and whatever, and that they might have to cancel it before that. Wouldn't a super-duper windy day be ideal?
Not for these particular boats, because they're foiling boats, which means they have to get up off the water onto the foils to get these super high speeds, and they have to be level. And so if the wind is very high, okay, then there's going to be chop, and the chop is going to affect the contact of the foils with the boat. It might be times where it's just airborne as well. And this particular area tends to have lighter winds during this area, so some of the designs have been designed for the lighter winds, to be able to maximize that. I know when we were talking to Terry Hutchinson about the design, that they spent the whole preparation of their season in Barcelona racing, and they said the winds were really good, but then some of the winds that they had recently in the Round Robin were because their boat was designed to maximize these light wind speeds. But it was a decision by Tom Slingsby when he was racing against New Zealand a couple of days ago to kind of see where the wind was going to go and make a decision that lost him that race by 28 seconds. And New Zealand and American Magic, which is our American New York Yacht Club team, were neck to neck. One was in the lead and the other was in the lead. It was just, I mean, they're so close. I forgot to mention that Ben Ainsley is somebody that we also know from Ineos Britannia, and Peter Burling from Emirates New Zealand. And then, of course, as I had mentioned, Jimmy Spittle from the Luna Rosa team as well. So those are people that we've all interviewed here on the show.
You know, it's interesting to see the Swiss in there, because they're a landlocked country, and I've been to Lake Constance, or as they call it, the Bodensee. I've been to Lake Zurich, but there is no Swiss Navy. So I think it's interesting that it's almost like the Jamaican bobsled team.
Right, and you know, that you have a little bit more knowledge of Switzerland. I haven't been there. I meet the Swiss in London, actually. I had dinner with a Swiss gentleman at the In-N-Out Navy and Military Club, and so I haven't actually been to Switzerland, so you have a little more knowledge of that than I. But I have interviewed some of the racers for the Swiss team in this LGP race.
Yes, so take us through some of the mistakes that you have seen being made, because we saw, as you said, a loss by less than a minute.
Well, you know, usually these guys are really good. So sometimes it's a little bit like gambling when you're out there on the water and you're in a position to make a decision, because you're watching to see what the wind is doing ahead of you, to make a decision, a tactical decision as to which way to go on attack, you know, when to change direction, because you're not going directly in a boat. You don't go directly into the wind, or else it stops. The wind basically stops the boat. That's called the no-go zone in that 30 something degrees on either side of the wind where it's coming towards you. So the boats have to go at an angle so that the wind hits the sail at a particular way, and the wind flows on either side of the sail more evenly. And so that's what makes the speed of it. So when you're on the boat and if I were on my little boat, 36 foot, I would have time to look out on the wind, and I'd say, oh, there's some ripples on the water over there. But that's, I can see that there's wind there. And the water's flat over here. I can see that there's no wind there. You know, you kind of look for cues that are happening, you know, on the surface of the water, because you can't see the wind. I don't know how these guys do it at those speeds, because they're going, you know, over 40 knots, and it's just a split second. They're having to rely also upon their equipment. You know, they're stuck in their one place. They're not moving across the boats like on the catamarans for LGP, where they go from side to side. They are in that one place. So in this particular case, American Magic and Tom Slingsby was making a decision as to where he thought the wind was going to be. And he decided to take a motion with the boat. And at that particular moment, it actually didn't work out well for them. And so Team Emirates took the lead and crossed over the finish line 28 seconds before them. So it was just that split second. I mean, these things are such fast decisions that they're having to make. And so, and Tom Slingsby took responsibility for that decision. He said that, you know, that was me. That was on me.
Mm-hmm. So last question for you. Is there, just if you can reveal, is there any team that, I don't know, I'm going to say root against, but you, when they lose, you're kind of like, good?
Oh, I can't say that. I mean, there are teams that I have to admit that I am rooting for our American team. I would love to see American Magic get their cup back. But I also am rooting, you know, I also feel like that if, Ben Ainslie and Ineos Britannia win, I mean, I spent so much time in London and, you know, and there at the Royal Thames Yacht Club and so forth, I'm looking at that and saying, well, that would be a win for me too. But then, of course, if, Emirates Team New Zealand won again, you know, maybe you say this, you want to see the defender have to lose that trophy so that it can go somewhere else so that you get a new game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they set the rules. But, I mean, the New Zealand has some fantastic sailors. And Quentin de la Pere done some amazing things in the Sail GP race, and now he's on the Orient Express racing team. At the end of this next set of round robins, which started today, there will be one team that will be eliminated. And so that team will no longer be able to play in the round robins that happen when I'm going to be there. I'll be there in the first part of October. And so, and then from that, it will be narrowed down to one challenger, and it will be that challenger against New Zealand. But New Zealand has been in all these round robins, so they've been having an opportunity to get to know the teams on the water and their boat designs. And you can know that every shore team and strategists are sitting there deciding and looking at the statistics and looking at how things are made to figure out what strategies they're going to use to be able to win when they're on the water.
There she is, Karen Lyle. Go to sailsporttalk.com for more information. Karen, good stuff. Thanks for coming by again.
Oh, it was fantastic talking to you today, Rick.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Pilot.